Good evening, everybody. I hope everybody is staying cool as much as possible. I would like to call today's meeting of the City of Baker School Board to order. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito, who is seated to my right, and submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. Before I call roll, as I've been doing in the past, I would like to just read a quote from an unknown person. Anytime anybody sees a child, and that's what we're all here for, right? Children. Anytime anybody sees a child that looks forlorn, lost, not taken care of, spread your arms, scoop them up, ask questions later, but love them first. And love never fails. Mary McLeod Bethune, her methodology of teaching was to the hand, the heart, and the head. Roll call. Ms. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Here.
And Mrs. Burgess? Here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to ask Mrs. Prophet if she would do silent meditation, followed by Ms. Butler for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Will you please stand? Bow your heads, please. Amen.
Thank you both. I would like to say welcome to our visitors. We're excited that you're here tonight, for we know that children are very dear to your heart as well, and we ask that you continue to make us aware of the things that are very dear to your heart as it relates to this school district, and please come back. I would like to get an approval of the agenda. May I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I motion for the approval of the agenda.
I've received a motion from Mrs. Prophet for the approval of the agenda and a second from Ms. Butler for the approval of the agenda. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. I would also like to say that any agenda item moving forward, the public will have, may comment, but they will have 2 minutes per individual. The next agenda item is for the consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting held July 11, 2023. Are there any public comments regarding the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting on July 11, 2023? Board members, any comments regarding the approval of the minutes of July 11, 2023? Hearing no comments from the public or other school board members, May I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting, July 11, 2023?
A motion, consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting held on July 11, 2023.
May I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Butler for the approval of the minutes from school board meeting July 11, 2023, and a second from Ms. Prophet. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Ms. Butler?
Yes.
The motion carries for the approval of the agenda from school board meeting July 11, 2023. Next agenda item, consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending June 30th, 2023. Mrs. Stewart.
Madam President, Madam Vice President, member of the board, General Superintendent Stroller, attorneys, and everyone in this assembly. In your package, you have financial summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending June 30th, 2023. First, looking at your general fund, total revenues year-to-date as of June 30th, 2023, is $15,248,536.96. For expenditures, total instructional expenditures, $4,919,519.57. Total support services, $5,706,166.22. Total expenditures, $11,435,659.82. We have total operating transfers out of $2,923,877, leaving a change in fund balance of $871,014. Page two, your capital project, which is your Baker High School restoration project. Total revenue for construction, $9,748,633, which includes your reserve funds transferred in from your general fund. You have total expenditures of $7,334,640, leaving an excess of $2,413,908.86. Special revenue fund, year-to-date revenues of $4,323,529.49. Year-to-date expenditures, $6,680,234. We have receivables as of July 27, 2023, $2,429,890.55, leaving an excess of revenues of $63,185.53. That concludes my financial report for the period ending June 30th of 2023. Any questions?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Do we have any funds available for the restoration of the schools before school starts? How much of a monetary figure do we have to fix these schools up before school starts?
We have $125,000 in budget. This budget has not approved for the 2023-2024 school year yet, but we budgeted
Okay, so all of these renovations and repairs won't be done until after school starts, is what you're saying?
No, ma'am. We have some projects going now.
Okay, what is that monetary figure?
Of the repairs
that... repairs that are going on now.
I think that basically right at
Do you have a monetary figure as to what you've allocated and used already out of the $55,000?
No, ma'am. Some of the projects have been awarded. We have hopes of $55,000, but some of the jobs have not been. We have one which is striking up the parking lot. We have one tentative a building that's supposed to be demolished that we have not received hopes yet. But we are allocating $55,000 have those innovations. We have, right now, we have schools being wrecked, which lets money effort to sanitation and waxing of the floors and all the schools.
Okay, and my last question is, why weren't these repairs done earlier? Like after school was over with, why didn't they start them earlier so that now they would already be ready, so the teachers would be ready to go ahead and move in their classrooms and get their classrooms
ready? We have some of the
I can answer that question. We actually had a very short window. We have two campuses that were used during summer school that weren't available until mid-July. So the only campus that we had actually started ahead of time was Baker Heights, because the other two campuses were being used up until mid-July.
Okay, so that would be 2 weeks afterwards that they're just starting the project. I know Baker Heights was not utilized during the summer, am I correct?
That's correct. We were actually working at Baker Heights over the summer.
Okay, my last question would be, since they worked on Baker Heights over the summer, can I get a list of what they did?
Yeah, we'll have Mr. Craig prepare that.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions, board members?
I have one. The teachers are doing a lot of the cleaning. Teachers themselves.
What does this have anything to do with this agenda item?
He asked if we had any questions in funding. I'm sure if we had someone to clean, they would have to pay for it.
Well, I'm asking if this has anything to do with this agenda item, because you have a board meeting agenda that you have to follow. And we're wandering off of the agenda a little bit. The reason we have an agenda is so the public knows what's going to be discussed, because if there's something that they want to discuss, they come to the meeting. So you can't go off of the agenda. If you want to come ask questions about this or put it on the agenda, that's one thing, but you have to be very careful as a board to start discussing items that are not advertised on the agenda.
Okay, you're right. Now let me plug something else right now, because I would have had it on the agenda had I been asked if I had an item to discuss, which should have been done, but I wasn't. And you said in our meeting that you would make sure that each person was given an opportunity. If they had an item to discuss, it would be on the agenda. So we're going to leave that as it is. That's okay. Thank you, Ms. Stewart. We'll deal with that later.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public? All righty. May I get a motion to accept consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending June 30th, 2023. I would like to motion, please.
I motion consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending June 30th, 2023.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion for the acceptance of the budget report, the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending June 30th, 2023. We have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Prophet. Call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for June 30th, 2023. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of the property insurance extension for August 1st, 2023 through August 31st. 2023. Are there any public comments regarding this agenda item? Are there any board member comments regarding this agenda item?
I have a question. And what exactly are you extending with the insurance, property insurance?
So correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Stewart. Didn't we extend this up to August back at the July board meeting? Because we didn't have the information from the carrier yet. So the carrier is asking us to extend it for the month of August as well. Yeah.
So this,
it's our current insurance that they're just extending for another month until they can get a proper quote.
That's what I was going to ask. So this insurance company has been with us for the property insurance. This was the gentleman who came before. I remember. Okay.
Yeah, and what insurance property exactly is it?
All of our property. Thank you, Mrs. Stewart. I also would like to recommend that we revisit that conversation with this gentleman again at a future meeting in the very near future. Okay. All righty. Hearing that there are no more comments from board members or the public, may I get a motion for the approval of the consideration of the property insurance extension for August 1st, 2023 through August 31st, 2023.
I so move. Insurance for our property for the month of August.
Okay. May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Mrs. Joseph to extend our property insurance for the month of August, and a second by Mrs. Prophet. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph and Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
The motion carries for the extension of property insurance for August 1st, 2023 through August 31st, 2023. The next agenda item is the consideration and approval of the superintendent search firm. We had a work session some time ago where the firms came and they were pretty much questioned by the board, and they also gave their reason for being chosen as the consultant firm to begin the superintendent search. So board members, recommendations, what are you thinking? Need to hear from you.
After listening to the search firms, I still say we need to advertise in the paper and get the applicants from there.
Any other board members?
Even if we do the search, we still gonna advertise in the paper anyway, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I still think we need to go ahead and hire someone, because that is very time consuming. And I can't speak for anyone else on the board, but I am new. And I just don't have the time to try to figure out this and figure out that, where we could have someone that's qualified to do this for us and do it right. So I am in the consideration of approval for the superintendent search firm.
Do you have a firm?
When I looked over the papers and with the prices, Mrs. Young Lady from Baker, her quote was one of the better, reasonable ones, and she was offering the same thing. Okay. That the other firms was offering.
So are you talking about Ms. Renee Mitchell?
Yes, Ms. Mitchell. Yes, Ms. Mitchell.
Okay, we need a motion.
I'm not going to say the others.
to where we can, you know, just pick from those other two?
It's up to you guys.
First of all, I see one Ferns in here that he's not come to before the workshop. Plus the people that did come in and speak, they said they would come and sit and talk with us and find out what we wanted. If mm-hmm. we're going to do all of that to find out what we want as a school, we can do that also. I heard this prophet say that she didn't have time. That's the kind of thing that we consider when we take on things like this, because it is time consuming and it is work that I don't mind doing, but I'm wondering.
Well, let me correct that. Although it's time consuming, but it's a lot of I don't understand to be looking for a superintendent search. Most school boards used to hire a search consultant. And I'm not trying to do this here without hiring a consultant.
I understand. But we have a neighboring board.
We just need a motion.
A neighboring district just did it, several of them. And they did not hire a firm. Plus, maybe they had more money than we have, because we're talking money. We're talking about borrowing money. And yet we're continuing to spend. So that's another thing I'm looking at. Again, I'm one person.
There are funds allocated for this kind of professional service.
I understand. Well, it said that they were looking at how much it is. Mm-hmm. If we have the money to do it, let's just say pick one and pay it.
And I need a motion once again.
I make a motion that we go with Renee Mitchell, consultant, for the superintendent search.
Second. I need a second.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second. We will now vote for the consultant, Renee Mitchell. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. I want to thank all of the firms who came to give us their information. We're very grateful to that, and congratulations to Mrs. Renee Mitchell. Thank you, board members. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of the following policies. E-1.1G, school and student safety. E-3.1B, carpool and bus line safety. This is a new policy. G-3.10, continuous learning, new policy as well. H-2.1, dash attendance policy, H-2.1A, student absences and excuses, H-3.6C, administration of medication, B-11.7, teleconference / remote participation in the City of Baker board meetings, and B-12.8, public participation in school board meetings. Are there any public comments regarding these policies? Are there any board comments?
I would like to say that this is typical forethought. We'll go through their policies as a result of the state legislative session. Any policies that need to be changed as a result of that legislative session are then brought to the board. This is a group of policies that did change. Whether they're new policies that the forethought is recommending on new legislation that passed, or state code changes to existing policy. And those changes in your packet are in blue and red.
I have a question too. Mr. Schroeder, on the buses, I noticed last year that a lot of the buses came in 20-25 minutes on the lot, having students sitting on the bus that long in the morning. So I guess this year, since we have changed some things, they shouldn't be sitting on the bus. That's a long time in the morning, because they done left somebody at a bus stop. So that was my concern on the bus situation. What I see here, I see the carpool. I read that. But so what time do school start?
It's different for the different campuses because of the buses running. So
I know the high
7:04 is when the high school.
Okay, yeah.
First bell rings.
Right, and they was there like 6:40.
That's the high school 7:04.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. That's the first one that starts.
And take in at what time? 7:30, 7:25.
I think Baker Heights would be the third start time. I think they're 8. What is it? 8:05. What is it? 8:10.
10. And those are the first bell, correct?
Yep. And Baker Middle will be 7:15, I believe. We'll probably adjust that this year because we have one less campus that we have to travel to, so those times will probably be adjusted.
Very good. Point of order, Attorney DeQueer. When making a motion to approve or to consider these following policies, does the person making the motion need to recite all of these again for the record? No?
You can make the motion based on consideration of items 5A through H.
5A through H. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, all righty. Any other board member questions about the aforementioned consideration of policies?
I just have a comment. I would like for the board members to have a cheat sheet with information like the times that schools start and all that kind of information that would be very beneficial to the board members.
Very good.
We'll get that to you, and we're still working out. We're still honing in on the number of minutes to meet state requirements. So as we get that ironed out over the next few days, we'll send that out when we have it.
Excellent. Any other comments, board members? Okay. I would like a motion for the consideration and approval of the following policies, and we were pretty much directed by our attorney as to how to make that motion. So I need a motion.
I motion for the consideration 5 through H.
Is it 5A?
5A.
5A through H.
Okay, we have a motion on the table.
Second.
All righty. Very good. We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet for consideration and approval of the following policies, 5A through H, and a second from Ms. Butler. I will call for the vote. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Ms. Butler? Mrs. Joseph and Mrs. Perkins.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. Okay, we have our next agenda item, consideration and approval of change orders for the Baker High School construction project. Are there any comments from the public? Okay. I would like to recommend as a board member that this, you have a couple of options. I can recommend that this agenda item is tabled to the next meeting, or we can go through the change orders line by line And you can eliminate for another time what you think should be taken out and approve the everything else. Or we can just table it until the next meeting. So in your consideration of a motion, those are my recommendations.
I make a motion that we table number six, the high school project work change orders, at this time indefinitely, because we need some specifics. Because I checked on some things, I went to the law, and we are out of compliance. So these are my reasons why. And some things that I understand, I checked, and there's a Mr. Dominique, and I asked the question, who is that? I've never seen one of the project managers. I don't know who he is. Those are the kinds of people that we need to ask specific questions. And they're not here, so we need to know who they are. They need to be here because we're paying those people. So
yes,
that's my concern.
I agree. You definitely need to meet Mr. Dominique Willard. He is with the architecture firm Manning Construction, and we are tentatively setting a meeting to meet with them, and I will let you know when that meeting is. So you made your motion. I need a second.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion from Mrs. Joseph to table this change order until there's a meeting of everyone involved so that the board will have a clear understanding.
Can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things in here like temporary fence required for football games that we actually have football games that start September 1st. So if you table this, we may not get some of this done before that happens.
So why do we have to have, and I'm shocked because if work is going on, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Because if somebody gets hurt, that's on us. So I'm just saying, what we used to do with this, and this is just a suggestion, get neighboring, people are very accommodating. Another school, if they're not playing, they'd be glad to let us play.
I want you all to consider. Go ahead, Mrs. Fulton.
I'm sorry. They did, from my understanding, I talked to one of the coaches, they did check on that, and they were charging them for everything, keeping the money at the gate, paying them to use the field, and all that. And I understand when they said it was going to put the fence up, they was putting, what type of fence was it? Because I remember he was saying that it was a fence up everything where nobody could go around it or up, but.
Over $7,000 for a temporary
fence
to be taken down and thrown away. I'm sorry, right. We don't have that kind of money just for a game. But what, three games?
How many games?
Three, from what I understand. Three home games.
Five.
Only thing I want to say is in your deliberation about this, our community is sports-minded. And we have got to make a decision as it relates to this. Like, not September 1st, because that's when games start. I do know that the high school people have discussed, you know, either having it at a neighboring school or other options. But this here is what we have been left with. And so you guys need to think about what you want to do, because at this point it's kind of late.
Yeah, well, it's very late. As I recall, about 3 months back, 3 or 4 months back, before the football schedule came out, I spoke with Russell myself, and the response I got from her was very negative. But my thing is, it's a big liability regardless of paying for temporary fence and just to go up on a construction site, period. And if we just walking on there, going different areas, the things that we have to have on, the hat, the steel toe boots and everything. But my thing is, for a game, I think we still should have checked around. And I was offering to check because I had talked to someone in reference to leadership field. And they wasn't going to charge that much. Now, if they went over there and talked to Cleo or someone else, I don't know. But I'm sure there would have been other people there to help us.
Mr. DeClear?
Looks like fencing.
I agree.
If the fencing is left in, we still have the liability of somebody getting hurt or something happening. Because when you have a game, you can say you have a fence all you want. Children are everywhere, parents are everywhere. And I just wouldn't want that liability.
So, I have an answer to this. So during construction, the construction company actually owns the site.
Correct.
And the construction company has their own risk and liability insurance because they own the site during construction.
Right.
This is the recommendation from the construction company on what they need to cover their risk and liability for accessing games during football season.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
We don't have a liability.
We don't have the liability for construction.
And we all gonna be on the same side, the visitors and the home team. Gonna be all on the same side. No one's gonna be on the side where the construction is going on. The office, they're gonna make sure that everybody's, you can't even come around in that area. And I understand what you said about the $7,000.
That's a lot of money. But let me ask, would it be okay if I check to see if we could play somewhere else? Would it be a problem?
That was the direction that I gave to administration back in the spring. My understanding was they had located about three places, but there were certain parameters that went along with all three of those places that were tough for the school to live with. I would say that's not really within your scope of authority as a board. I mean, you can certainly vote on this, and you know, if it doesn't go through, then the school will have to go back to the drawing board on figuring out where to play games. But in terms of trying to find another place at this late a date, I think that's going to be extremely difficult.
Well, my motion is still on the floor.
I was going to.
I said we need to table it. And now you all, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But that's the motion that's on.
I do believe it needs to be tabled. But I also would like to say that I think the coach, since that's his job, that he should have been involved in finding a place to play. And it should have already been done. And like I said, you know, we as a board, it shouldn't be put on our backs that they didn't do their job to go find a place. And now they know this is August and next month they play the first game and they don't have anything. So that's a problem that they have that they need to handle.
Well, I can tell you that they did search other places and they did find things that were totally a little bit more expensive as it relates to our sports team. They did do the search, and they also checked out the construction site and spoke with the construction crew, and this is the package that they've given us. And it's five games. The risk is basically on the construction crew. And I know it's expensive, but you take sports away from this community of Baker, you're going to have something on your hands.
I mean, not
that you're taking it away, but we are so late in making this decision.
And I have some of the history on this because they talked to me about it. So there were districts that would let us use the field for free, but they wanted to keep the gate, or there were districts that would give us the gate but wanted to keep the concessions.
Right.
There were some districts that wanted to charge a fee. Ultimately, you know, there's going to be a cost to the district. So it's either going to be a $7,000 cost for a security fence, or we're going to lose gates in a similar amount for the mm-hmm. other things that they were trying to accomplish.
And also, if something like, if we make a substitute motion, why don't we ask the construction crew to pay for the fencing? I think that's something they would do.
I wouldn't have a problem with that, but I still have a concern in reference to the insurance and the liability of the construction crew, because I've heard different things, and I would definitely need that to be verified before I would vote on anything dealing with where they would play it on Baker's campus.
That's actually been verified with Jason Caitlin, who's the construction manager, multiple times over the last few months, that the site is owned by Stewart & Company during construction, and they have their own liability, risk and liability insurance that covers that, which is why they, you know, when someone comes on the site, they want you coming to the building first, because they own the site and they own the risk and liability insurance.
And I can understand you saying that, but I'd like to see it in writing.
We can get that.
So my motion is still on the floor. Is somebody making a substitute motion or what?
Someone gonna make a substitute motion?
Yes, I will. That we go ahead and table everything else, but I would like to go ahead and vote for putting the fence up at the high school, because we don't have but 1 month left. And Mr. Schroeder just said that we won't be liable. And I was in the meeting when they said everybody's going to be on the same side. We're not going to be on the construction side at all.
And it's definitely a liability for the construction. So Ms. Prophet just made a substitute motion.
Second.
It needs a second.
So let me understand. The substitute motion is what exactly? That we're going to find out from the company if they're going to take this or what? They're going to pay for the fence or what?
The way that she's phrased the substitute motion, table all items with the exception of the fence.
Yes.
And then you'll have to accept. So change order items, 024-0. Voting to table 024-0250-0313. One item that still needs to be voted upon. Her motion has a second.
We need a second to Mrs. Prophet's substitute motion.
I need her to clarify, that's if Stewart pays for the fence. Am I correct?
I don't think that she had that in her original.
That wasn't it. That was just the fence, and we would have to take care of that one after this vote.
But she can put it in her motion, can't she?
Well, when you take the motion as Ms. Prophet has, vote this, still have to address the fence. Now, someone wants to make a motion that we adopt the change order and we ask Stewart to pay for it, can do that. So right now, all we're simply doing is isolating the fence and saying we're not going to table that for today's discussion. We're going to still address the fence, but we're going to table everything else till next meeting. Does that help?
Yes.
The motion
is to, the substitute motion is to table all items 026. And then if that passes, it will still have to address item 026.
Right.
Before you can move to the next.
That's fair. Okay. So once again, I need a second on Mrs. Prophet's substitute motion. Okay. Substitute motion fails. Lack of second. Vote on the principal motion by Mrs. Joseph to table all items until the next meeting. I need a second on that.
I second it.
Okay. Let's call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
No.
Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Butler? Mrs. Burgess, no. Okay, the next agenda item, the motion carries. Sorry about that. The next agenda item is for consideration and approval of the 2023-2024 pupil progression plan. At our last work session, Dr. Smothers gave us a very in-depth conversation about pupil progression plan. Essentially, Dr. Smothers, if you can come and just give one quick little explanation to our audience about the pupil progression plan.
Good afternoon, everyone. Last Thursday, I believe it was, I came before the board during a work session to discuss the 2023-24 pupil progression plan. And that plan is to determine our guidance and policies as it pertains to students K-12 promotion, retention, and support. So we went through the policies in particular. Much of the policies are aligned to the state guidance and state policies. However, we do have our very own local policies that we want to make sure are followed and are a part of the pupil progression plan. And with that, one of our primary focuses was attendance. We wanted to make sure that we stressed and reinforced the importance of students being in attendance daily and how we would govern and monitor that process. So primarily that was all things on promotion, retainment of students, as well as support for all students, and how we will do that for the 23-24 school year.
Thank you. Excuse me, there was a public comment for the last vote that we had. Excuse me, Mr. Craig. It was under these papers, but you are welcome to speak even though the vote has been made. Point of privilege here.
I'm coming to speak about the football game. We got the police force, along with Mr. Schroeder, Ryan, Jason, and Max. They decided that we can play that game and to tell y'all how this is going to work. They're going to put up a fence from where the construction site is. Anything from the visitor side, there would be no material or anything on that side of the school. Everything would be put on the home side. So as far as anybody getting hurt, there would be no object or heavy equipment or anything on that part, on that side of the field. And the home and the visitors would park on the visitor side and come in that fence, and they would be escorted by police officers. And everybody would sit on one side. Now, if we don't play these games, we're going to forfeit. If you forfeit so many games during football season, you're going to just be suspended for 2 years. And they also checked. At other schools, it would cost us about $3,000 to $4,000 to use the school, compared to paying $7,000. Then you got to pay for officers, which would not be with Baker; it would be the sheriff department. So this was put into effect, I guess, probably with the new coach, Dortez, along with the police force, Dr. Russell, and everybody who's running the school. And they say that it would be safe to play. Because like I say, if you don't play them games, you automatically gonna lose football season for at least 2 to 3 years. It doesn't matter. Because that would be considered a fourth. So if y'all trying to table this to September 1st, it's gonna hurt the football. It's gonna hurt the football program.
Do you know when the first game is?
First game will be against McKinley, September.
You know
got
the
five
date?
Games.
The date?
I can find out before y'all leave. I'll make a phone call.
That would be great.
I think the first game. What's that Friday? I think it's the first.
Yes, sir.
That Friday is September 1st.
Right.
We don't have board meeting till the...
I know, but the reason I'm asking is if the board members who voted to keep the change order, table the change order as it is, if the board members who voted to table the change order do their quick investigation as to finding somewhere else, then we could still come back, right, Mr. DeQueer, in a special meeting very soon, very quickly, and go ahead and make this vote again. We can do that. So only thing I'm asking is the board members who voted to extend this change order, do your homework and do it quick.
I have a statement to make. If I'm not mistaken, that is not the scope of work for the board members, and I have already suggested that the coach who is over the football team.
Then you need to speak with the coaches, you need to speak with Dr. Russell, you need to speak with the people involved and make sure that they do this, because if you do not, then what is the solution? I mean, here we are again making decisions and there are no solutions. So we have got to find solution for this vote that was just made, and you've got to find it quick. That's the only thing I'm saying. But we can come back, know this, we can come back as soon as this week, we can come back early next week, and we can redo this vote, because our community depends on the sports. They love it. This is almost the lifeblood of the city of Baker where our students are concerned. So think about it. Get in touch with your people, Mrs. Perkins. Get in touch with your people. Get them on it. Thank you.
I have one thing to say. I heard Ms. Perkins say that is not her job, which I agree. We could do that. I'm willing to talk to the coach as well. But I know there's a lot of things that the board members are doing. I'm not picking one person or two out. I'm speaking in general. That is not our job. So some things that we're out here doing, because I found myself did something that I shouldn't have done. But we need to start seeing what our job consider of, because we're doing a lot of things that we can't get in trouble for. So we need to be looking at that when we are doing a lot of things out here. Certain things the board can't do that we are taking upon ourselves to do. I'm done.
Thank you. Okay. Information items, Mr. Schroeder.
Wait a minute, we didn't approve 2023-24.
You still need to move on.
We didn't do that.
Yes. Number seven. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Excuse me.
May I? Yes, ma'am.
I have a request at this time. I think it's going to coincide with the pupil progression plan. Since Mr. Schroeder is next and it's almost the end of the meeting, I have three questions I'd like to put in the record, but I'd also like to ask Mr. Schroeder to please post the LEAP scores on the website. And the three questions are very short. The first one is, what is the number and percentage of students who scored basic or above by grade level in ELA and math? That's the first question. The second one is, what is the number and percentage of students who scored below basic grade level in ELA and math. And the last question is, what is the percentage of increase or decrease from spring of 2022 LEAP results? Thank you.
Just give me one of those papers that I'll reach in there. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. May I get a motion for the consideration and approval of the 2023-2024 pupil progression plan?
I motion consideration and approval of the 2023-2024 pupils progression plan.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Mrs. Prophet for the consideration and approval of the pupil progression plan, and a second from Mrs. Perkins. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph? Ms. Butler? Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Okay, the motion carries for the consideration and approval of the 2023-2024 pupil progression plan. Thank you, Dr. Smothers, and your committee for a well drawn out plan. Okay. Next, information items. Of course, during this time, there are no votes or public commentary. Mr. Stroder.
So I just want you to know that we're currently in process of working with LSU on an attendance policy slash protocol. They're going to be at the September board meeting. I wanted to talk about it at this one, but they asked me to hold off so they could do a press release, so I'm going to hold off on it. Just know that we're working on a partnership with LSU for attendance. Our first biggest issue in the district was having qualified teachers in the classroom, and our second biggest issue is having students actually in the classrooms. So that's something that we're taking very serious this next year. We're also partnering with the Louisiana Workforce Commission, and they're actually here tonight, so I'm going to turn it over to them if they'd like to for a few minutes, just kind of talk about what they want to do with our students. Yes?
First of all, just say good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Charles Robertson. I am not with the Louisiana Workforce Commission. I am a vendor with the Louisiana Workforce Commission, which is the Louisiana Rehabilitation Services, which we work with students with IEPs and 504 plans. And so Growth Services is the vendor. And basically, with Growth Services, what we do is work with we provide wraparound services for the whole child and also the whole family. So take, for instance, if we're working with the child and basically we map out the plans for that student, we also can't help that student if we don't help the family. So basically, when we're working with the student, take, for instance, the family may need light bill assistance. So at our headquarters, we basically refer the family to get that. They may need workforce. We're authorized as a school through the Louisiana Department of Education. We offer hospitality. So to give you my background, I was one of those students in high school and also in elementary and middle school, but was able to meet two Caucasian individuals who took me under their wings, paid for me to go to Southern University, and I ended up going from there to be the vice president of Copper Mountain Ski Resort. And being the vice president of Copper Mountain Ski Resort for 22 years and also working at the Royal Lahaina in Maui, running that, basically retired, came back along with my wife, and we built out a private park that works with the students and also works with families. We also have a full-time clinic that also have counselors that are located, certified counselors that are located that also work with the families and work with the communities. So basically, that's what Growth Services is. Growth Services stands for generous, rigorous opportunities with tenacious help. And so we believe in helping the individuals get where they need to be. I'm going to turn it over to Courtney, because Courtney would be Ms. Altman would be the individual who would be at Baker High School. She would be the person on the ground full-time working with those students from that perspective.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I am Mrs. Altman. As Mr. Robertson said, I will be on the ground as the pre-ed's counselor for the services that we want to provide for students. So just a little background. It's pre-ed stands for Pre-Employment Transition Services for Students with Disabilities, or Pre-Employment Transition Services. And it was created as part of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. So basically just trying to help our students get jobs after high school. So what is pre-EDS? Pre-EDS is a coordinated, I'm going to read this, I guess in a simplistic way. So excuse me if I'm looking at my paper more often, I just want to make sure everybody understands. So it's pre-EDS is a coordinated activities for a student with a disability, or in other words, exceptionality, because we know they're not disabled, they just have a different way of learning. Designed within an outcome-oriented process that promotes movement from school to post-school activities, including post-secondary education, vocational training, continuing and adult education, adult services, independent living, community participation, and the big one, competitive integrated employment. So pre-EDS activities are available statewide, so it's not just in one area. It is provided at other schools. And it's available to all students who need the services at no cost to the school. So Growth Services, as Mr. Robertson explained, is partnered with the Louisiana Rehabilitation Services, or LRS, to provide these pre-ed services to students with disabilities, or like I said, students with exceptionalities. So when can they begin receiving the services? Pre-ed activities can begin once a student requests or is recommended by one or recommended for one or more services, and documentation of an IEP, a 504, or signed by a medical professional explains they do have a disability. All of those students are able to receive the services. So when it comes to the services, it includes five activities, and that's job exploration counseling, work-based learning experiences, counseling on opportunities for enrollment in comprehensive transition or post-secondary educational programs at institutions for higher education, which basically is FAFSA, college applications, career options, resources to support students, and also instruction and self-advocacy. So we want to promote self-advocacy and also leadership skills for students. And that's basically what the whole program is. And again, it's for our students who have a 504, an IEP, or any student that has an actual medically signed documentation that has a disability or an exceptionality.
Thank you. One other thing, because I see him here tonight, you want to talk for just a few minutes about your coding grant, Mr. Lewis? Yeah.
He's making his way to the podium. I'd like to say thank you to Ms. Courtney and Mr. Robinson for your work.
Good afternoon. My name is Eric Lewis with Baton Rouge STEM. So for the past year, we've been working with Park Ridge Academic Magnet and Baker Heights Elementary providing monthly STEM programming. But we also work with Baker Heights on the garden as well. And then the past two summers, we've worked in the STEM Sessional Academy, providing STEM programming to the kids during the summer. And so we announced last week that we were awarded a $15,000 grant to provide professional development for teachers, grades K through 8. And so it'll be focused on helping teachers and students to integrate coding across the curriculum. And so that's in the core subjects of ELA, math, science and social studies. And so the idea would be that each semester the kids would have a capstone project that's coding based, but that's tied to the work that they've done in that particular subject. And so the Scratch Foundation is an organization based in Boston that has a free web-based coding tool that we've been using with the students across the district for the last couple years. But really excited about this because it's the opportunity that it provides for teachers, and again, to further engage kids in the STEM learning and opportunities in coding.
I would like to say also that STEM program this summer, we had 300 students at Park Ridge. It was an awesome, awesome program. And the attendance was real good. And Ms. Bailey, y'all did an awesome job. And where's Mr. Craig? They painted the high school. They did paint. They have been washing down the schools. So I hear a lot of saying so things haven't been done. But we have had summer school this whole summer between the high school and the middle school, Park Ridge. And at the Baker Heights, we didn't have about, I think, 8 kids over there. So the last 2 weeks, that's basically when the school started getting empty from summer school. So I just want to say thank you all. Y'all been doing, did an awesome job this summer, and I enjoy it.
Very good. Mrs. Strong?
That's all I have.
I just want to echo what Mrs. Prophet said about the STEAM sessional. Mr. Schroeder, interim superintendent, Ms. Candace Bailey, faculty and staff of the 2023 STEAM Sessional Academy. Like Mrs. Prophet said, there were so many people in there, it was standing room only. City of Baker School System, Central Office, Mr. Eric Lewis, VR STEM, our partners, Ms. Marie Flowers with the Arts Council of Greater Baton Rouge, Alpha Sigma Chapter of Kappa Alpha Phi, Beta Sigma Chapter of Alpha Phi Alpha, Mu Zeta of Baton Rouge, and Zeta Phi Beta Chapter. Special thanks particularly to all of our parents and the children who participated. So you guys did an amazing job. Also, a shout out to the City of Baker Systems Back to School event this past Saturday. It was a very successful. Thank you, Mrs. Prophet, Mrs. Butler, any other school board members who participated or who had anything to say as it relates to the success of this back to school event. Council members Brenda Jackson and Robert Young. And of course, I'm so excited about our new community member who's just there everywhere we are, and that's Mrs. Mack. Thank you so much for all of your contributions.
And don't leave Mr. Robert Young out. Our photographer. She said, okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Young. I'm going to have some fun soon.
And, of course, thank Mr. Craig for, you know, just taking care of all the tents and the barrels that we had out front. It was really, we had so much fun. And next month, we will be awarding our sponsors to this event. And, of course, thank Mrs. Stewart and Mrs. Debbie and, of course, Mr. Schroeder. So we had a lot of great participation, and I'm so excited at the way this district is moving forward. I mean, if you can just feel the positive energy that's out there, it's really there, and we're very blessed. Reminder, there's a cleanup day at Park Ridge and a cleanup day at Baker Heights, so spread the word. Anybody wish to come and clean up at those schools? The principals and Mr. Eric Lewis, it will be August 4th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
One other item I have is the district's opening convocation is Monday, this coming Monday. What time are we starting, Ms. Bailey? 8 o'clock? 9:30? So at 9:30, the board is welcome to come to the
And where is
it?
It'll be at the
municipal?
Yep, down at the city. Yep.
Okay. Municipal bill. Convocation. Okay. Our next school board meeting will be September 5th, 2023 at 6 p.m. I would like to entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move for adjournment.
Second. Okay. We have a motion by Mrs. Perkins and a second from Mrs. Butler. Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Perkins? Mrs. Prophet? Mrs. Joseph? Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Ms. Butler. The motion carries. You are now adjourned.
Okay.